Welcome to This Week in Sports with D'Angelo Richardson. D'Angelo Richardson is a personal trainer, fitness influencer, and athlete. Not to mention, he has an encyclopedic knowledge of sports. Each week, D'Angelo will break down and explain some of the most intriguing sports stories of the week. From basketball to football, from soccer to hockey, baseball to Formula One, D covers it all. Be in D'Angelo now. I'm Dave Liss, D's sidekick. In this episode, D will discuss how he stayed healthy, active, and up to date with sports during the holidays, give an update on the NFL playoffs, Super Bowl picks, and COVID's impact on various teams. He will also preview the wild, wonderful 2021 NBA season, give a wrap for the NCAA college football championships, and explain how the pandemic may be changing our New Year's resolutions. So, Dee, tell us about your holiday season. How did you keep COVID safe, keep up with sports, and keep everything a low-key, safe time?
Dave, thank you for the introduction. Long time, no talk. I'm doing well. I did well over COVID. I didn't really do much over the holidays. You know, I follow protocols. I pretty much stay home, or if I'm not home, you know, I go to see my mom. So I went to see my mom on Christmas Day. My brother and sister were here, and my brother's wife, he's married, so it was good to kind of be with family for once because we didn't get much time during Thanksgiving. So it was good. But basically, all I did was that and the gym, and then in my room. So I was as COVID safe as possible. How was yours though?
Low key, just like you're just some immediate family and trying to keep my distance from everyone.
And yeah, I get that.
Keep my mask handy.
I was gonna say I even wore a mask because I, you know, my brother and sister, they are from Delaware, and so I don't know who they're around or. Uh-huh. What they've been doing. So when they were around, I wore a mask when I was around them because I couldn't take any chances. So that's how serious I've been taking the COVID thing, wearing masks even around family.
I think that's smart, unfortunately.
Yeah. I know. I mean, hopefully we'll see the end of the light is at the end of the tunnel. So we're on our way, hopefully, over the next half year. But yeah, all right, let's get to some sports news. What you got for me?
Well, so can you give us a preview of the NFL playoffs? There are six games on January 9th weekend. Has there ever been three wild card games on both Saturday and on Sunday?
So no. So people who are not, you know, big American football fans, this year is the first. This is the first year we've ever had three games ever in the same day, let alone 2 days in the weekend. And we call this weekend wild card weekend. It's just another way to say first round. And this year, the changes were that we or the NFL, I should say, not me. I have nothing to do with it. But the NFL took away. So it used to be that the first two seeds, so the teams with the best records in each conference, those two teams will get the first weekend off. And that's usually a big advantage for teams because that means they only have to play two games to make it to the Super Bowl. Now what they did is only the first seeds in each conference get a week off. So everyone else has to play. They added an extra playoff team. So it used to be six seeds in each conference. Now there's seven teams in each conference. So now we get a triple header on 2 days of the week, of the weekend. Should be a fun weekend full of great matchups and good football. And, you know, as far as what I'm previewing and what I think might be the best game, I was looking at I have to admit a little bias here because people who don't know, I'm a big Baltimore Ravens fan. And last year we were actually the one seed. We were the best team as far as the regular season goes. And then our first playoff game, we lost to the Tennessee Titans. And guess who we're playing? The Tennessee Titans. And low key, Dave, you don't know this. I mentioned this to Dina, and I mentioned this to you earlier. I didn't tell you why, but I am actually trapped. We were talking on Thursday, January 7th. Uh-huh. I am actually traveling. I'm going to Charleston tomorrow, Charleston, South Carolina. I'm meeting up with a friend, and then I'm driving to Tennessee to actually watch the playoff game in person. Yes.
Wow.
Tennessee is allowing 21% capacity. for the games. And
take lots of pictures.
I don't think I should. I don't want anybody knowing I was there in case something comes back. The Ravens, they allow like people for one game and then they shut things down. So I never got a chance to go to a game this year. And so I figured this was a great chance to do it. Obviously, I'm going to be safe. I'll be wearing my mask. Our seats are just me and my friend, and our seats are separated by like five or six other seats in between. So we have like our own pocket section, so we don't have to worry about being close to people we don't know or anything like that. Got tested to make sure I was negative before I took the trip, so I'm making sure I'm not going in there with anything. So just trying to do my best, but I'm excited to watch that game just because it's a revenge factor. Like I said, they lost to the Titans last year. This is our chance to pay back some revenge. And then the second game I was looking at was the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I thought this would be probably the best game of the weekend until we got news that COVID has hit the Browns pretty hard. They're gonna be without their head coach, which in NFL is not a huge deal during game days for most teams because all the work the head coach does is before the game, right? Preparation, come out with game plans, etc. The reason why this is a big deal is that their coach, Kevin Stefanski, is their play caller. So he calls the offensive plays during the game, and he's one of the best there is. And so not having him be able to call plays, get into the rhythm of the game, and maybe see things and the only way that he can might affect how well the offense plays. So, and then not to mention they're out without a couple of players. A big player on their offense is out, offensive lineman, who is one of the best in the game. He's gone, and so that is going to be trouble for the Browns with the Pittsburgh Steelers pass rush. And so I see this game, I thought what was going to be a great game could turn into a little bit of a blummer. So those are the two games I was looking at. I will be at the Titans game, but don't repeat that.
No, it's a secret just between you and me.
Yes, right. No one's listening to this.
I mean, have you ever been to a playoff game before?
I went to a Redskins one. Well, I guess Washington football team now. I went to that one, but I was just to take in the atmosphere. It wasn't because I was rooting for anybody. But yeah, when the Washington football team played the Packers a few years ago, I went to that playoff game, and it's a great atmosphere. It's so fun, especially when you don't have like a horse in the race and you're just there to enjoy the environment. It's really great.
Was that in D.C.?
Yeah, it was here.
Like, has COVID really impacted, like, uncertainty for the playoffs in general?
Oh, well, you know what? Good question. So I think I talked about this last time we did the podcast, was that we were worried that, or the NFL had taken questions about if they would do a playoff bubble, right? Like, so once the teams for the playoffs were set, they would put the teams in the bubble within a hometown bubble. So, you know, players would maybe be in a hotel, player staff and everything like that, be in the hotel just to protect the playoff games, because I mean, it's the playoffs. You don't want teams to lose out on games because they either had someone had COVID or because of contact tracing. So being exposed to someone who might have had COVID will take you out as well. You just don't want that, because you want the games to be, you know, we want teams to be at full strength as much as they can be. And so I think logistically it just wasn't possible just because of how many people are involved, staff. It's not just the players, it's coaching staff, which is like 20 plus. And then you got medical personnel, trainers, and everything like that. And so having that for even 15 teams, 16 teams would be a lot. So I understand why they're not doing it. And I mean, it's hard to argue that they got through the season without having to cancel a game. They got all games played. But there's not much wiggle room with the playoffs, right? The playoffs are week to week. And so if teams are, the unfortunate part is that teams could lose not because of anything within the game, but because before the game, because someone had COVID or because someone was close to someone who had COVID and they are not eligible to play. So I hope that doesn't become a big story, but it's hard to imagine that it won't be, considering cases are spiking and everything across the country.
Who do you think will win this weekend, and who are you favoring for the Super Bowl?
All right, so if we want to do quick game picks, I would say I pick the Ravens over the Titans. I think the Buccaneers will beat the Washington football team. The Bills will beat the Colts. The Steelers will beat the Browns. Who am I missing? I think the oh yeah. I think Seattle will beat the Rams. So that's those are the games I'm thinking of. And the Saints will beat the Chicago Bears. So yep, I'm going chalk with all those games. As far as the Super Bowl goes, it's hard to go against the Chiefs, the reigning NFL Super Bowl champions, because they're just so talented. And Patrick Mahomes, their quarterback, who was MVP last year, could very well be MVP again this year. Is he is like talent wise the best quarterback I've ever seen. Just talent wise, he has so many, he does so many things that I've never seen before. And then their offense, they have so many skill position players that are superstars. I just don't see any team beating them. And they didn't play well all season, and yet they still only lost one game the whole season. And they didn't play well at all. So it's hard to believe that anyone's going to beat them. But if there were someone who I pick, I would say maybe the Buffalo Bills, because their offense is good enough to stick with Kansas City. But their defense is not great, so they might not stop Kansas City. So that's the issue. I think the Packers with Aaron Rodgers playing MVP level as well. And they have great skill position players there, or at least one, and the running back and Aaron Jones, and then Davante Adams, the wide receiver. I think the Packers could score a bunch on Kansas City, but I don't trust the Packers defense. So it's like a catch 22, because the Chiefs offense is spectacular, the defense is mid-level, but not so bad that they can't get a few stops. So I just have trouble thinking that anybody can actually stop the Chiefs and score enough on the Chiefs to beat them. So that's where it comes down to. So I would pick the Chiefs if I had to bet money on it, but I think there should be some good teams they face along the way at least.
Money well
Yeah.
spent. What is the state of play for the NBA season?
So the reason I wanted to talk about this was because we're a few games into the season. We haven't had any game cancellation except one. We had a Houston Rockets game canceled. That was like the first game of the season. But other than that, all the games have been going on per usual. There's been little, if someone had COVID or exposed to COVID, they have to miss at least a week, so 7 days, and which in the NBA can be a lot because they play about three or four games a week, right? So that can make super, there can be big implications as far as getting regular season wins and playoff seeding along the lines. But I think the interesting thing about the NBA is just watching the games in these giant arenas, not having any fans there except in like Tampa Bay, where the Toronto Raptors are playing. So Toronto is from Canada, obviously, and they have to play games in Tampa Bay, Florida, because of COVID restrictions of traveling, so on and so forth. So it's just weird to see. Just it's a weird vibe to watch it, and it's just hard to see that there's no like real home court advantage anymore. I think the biggest thing about the NBA is that home court means a lot, especially when it comes to playoffs. But just in general, teams don't have those fans to kind of feed off of. They don't have that adrenaline from people cheering or maybe even people booing if they're the opposing team. It's just straight basketball, and so that leads to some games that can be kind of dull, because if some team's ahead by a big margin, we've seen a lot of blowouts. The other team usually doesn't come back from that. It's we haven't seen any comebacks like that, and it's weird vibe. That's really all I can say. I found it interesting. I'm still watching just to keep track of it, but it's just different than other than I feel like I don't really notice it in football, because in football they don't show the fans too much during the game. But in basketball you got fans on the court, you got the arena, yeah, fans cheering super loud, and it's just different. So I that's all. So we'll see how it goes, but so far so good. They haven't had any major issues yet, so they're doing their job, and wishing them the best as we kind of continue through the season.
They did well last year,
Yeah, with the
last
bubble,
season.
yeah.
Fascinating. What are your thoughts on the NCAA College Football Championship and this year with the COVID-plagued college football season? Will there be any delays?
So the new story with the college football, so American college football, and first off, let me tell this to people who maybe listen to this who maybe not be American, who might not be American, maybe not have gone to school here as far as university or college. I don't know any other place in the world where like college sports is as popular as it is here in the United States, and that's just because there's so much loyalty to people's alma maters, like the schools they went to, right? And so there's so much passion in college football. With that said, I personally have not felt like the season has been great. They've gotten through it as much as they could with a bunch of cancellations. A lot of teams only playing like 5 or 6 games. Like Ohio State before the playoffs only played 6 games, while like Alabama and Clemson and all the rest play like 10 or 11 or 12 games even. And I think part of it is because these players don't get paid for this. Like they're risking their health for entertainment. And it doesn't sit well with me. Like I can
Good
handle it
point.
with the NFL because they're getting paid to play at least. These kids are not getting paid and not getting paid to put their health at risk, really. And I know COVID hasn't, COVID is not super high risk for young athletes like this, but it all it takes is one. We already saw the one kid, Keontae Johnson, in football and basketball. He had that collapse that we talked about last time, and it was revealed that he had COVID earlier in the summer, and that might have contributed to his collapse and everything. I mean, so with all that said, anyway, Ohio State has had a good number of COVID issues leading up to the championship game, which is supposed to be Monday. The College Football Committee does not want to cancel the game unless the team doesn't meet the threshold of 53 scholarship players and having a certain number of position group players available. So position group means like offensive linemen or defense linemen or cornerbacks or there's different positions for football players. So if they don't have the right amount of position group players, then that might be reason for a cancellation. I don't think it's gotten there yet. Which is why they are trying to not cancel or not, sorry, not cancel. They don't want to postpone this. But Ohio State, is still dealing with it. They had 3 games canceled this year, tons of roster changes. In Ohio, the state is sixth in the US with COVID cases. And so, like, these kids are exposed on probably a daily basis, or potentially at least. And so, I don't think they're going to cancel it or postpone it because of money that is attributed to that specific day and advertisements. And that's a whole thing. It comes down to money, really, which is why they don't want to postpone it, even though I think they should. I guess we'll see what happens. If more people test positive, more players, more staff touches positive, then this college football committee might not have any choice. But with their season, are they just want to get the season over with. They want to crown the champion. They want to do it as soon as possible. I think that's why they're still going to play this game January 11th, Monday night.
Amazing. How do you think New Year's resolutions will be different this year due to the
Yeah, so I
pandemic?
thought this was an interesting topic because I think most people think New Year's fitness resolutions, people going to the gym, finding a gym, etc. But I think that's going to change this year with the pandemic. I think, in a sense, people's fitness resolution won't be so catered to finding a sign up for a gym. It'll be more towards like outside running or finding trails or hiking or cycling, things that don't require a gym because people had to deal without one for so long over the summer, and they didn't know what to, they didn't have like a plan or routine that they could stick to. I think more people are going to be finding more flexible fitness regimens, more at home workouts. Virtual training has become a big deal, and I don't think that's going away anytime soon. And I think a big thing you will see as well is people taking their mental health just as seriously as they would their physical health. So resolution to, stay healthier, stay, do maybe do meditations, yoga, things that help with that mental health, because I know a lot of people have had trouble mentally, just feeling depressed or anxious about staying home, quarantining, not being able to see people and family and friends that they love. So I think you'll see a lot of resolutions geared towards that this year.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Dee, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please contact Dave at davidmliss@gmail.com to let us know what you'd like to learn about for the latest in sports news and for your health and fitness needs.